Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. In part one of a two-part conversation, Madison Elementary Principal John Stedham and Pella Police Lieutenant Shane Cox discuss enhanced safety protocols being implemented in the Pella Community School District. Well, John and Shane, obviously a lot of work people may have noticed in the last year at the school district in regards to making the buildings here safer and being more prepared in case of emergency. And John, you've been kind of spearheading it from the school district side. What has this last year been like leading up to the recent school board meeting where they officially put a lot of these emergency plans in place from where you were a year ago when the state legislature had kind of mandated that schools update their school safety plan?
You bet. So we've been doing a number of different things throughout the year to prepare for that. The plans that were approved at Monday night's board meeting were just, that was the final step really to officialize the work that's been done. But all the buildings throughout the year have been educating themselves on what are the protocols that should take place in the event of an incident. And those incidents can be a variety of different things. Our brains, when we think about school, tend to go to the worst case scenarios, like an active shooter in a school setting. But we also have plans in place for severe weather, which we experienced last summer with the Vermeer tornado. We could have fire in a school. We could have power outage for an extended period of time. Or even when the water gets shut off in a school is a big deal when you have 400 kids that need to use the bathroom all at the same time. So we have plans in place to address a wide variety of situations, some super serious, some not so much, more inconvenient. But we needed to have a set of plans or protocols that could be unfolded in all five buildings here in the district. And so that's the work that we've been pursuing throughout the school year.
Well, and that's been a partnership with local agencies, Pella Police, Pella Fire, Marion County Emergency Management, and Lieutenant Shane Cox. You've been kind of spearheading this from the Pella Police Department side. How has that coordination and collaboration maybe strengthened that bond to where now if there is an incident, there's at least maybe that next step of protocols that may help you coordinate a scene at one of these school buildings in the case of any kind of emergency?
It just strengthens that bond, like you said, as far as myself and other officers knowing the plan that the school district has in place. It's gotten me and my officers into the school buildings a lot more this year, doing drills, doing those types of things. And just knowing the layout of the buildings, getting familiar with some of the staff, administration, you know, from the school district, and knowing what their plan is going to be so that when something big does happen, we will already have that relationship established and we won't have to waste any time getting things underway.
And John, this hasn't just been a process by the school district and police by itself. You've gone to training, you tried to take national learning and incorporate it here. You know, what are some of the key takeaways from this training and this ongoing process that you have that next year you honestly, I would assume, will make our schools even safer because you've been pulling from all these resources?
We really have, and that's been a part of the first step in the process is becoming more educated about what's out there and available. Shane and I both attended some training last summer with the I Love You Guys Foundation, who has put together two programs, two protocols. One's called Standard Response Protocol, and the other one's called Standard Reunification Method. And so we've been working to utilize those protocols here. They're an integral part of what our safety plans for the district are. Standard Response Protocol basically covers our lockout, our lockdown, our shelter in place, our evacuate, and then a hold. And those are actions that would take place within the school. And then the standard reunification method would take place if something were to happen in a building, it could no longer be inhabitable for, again, a wide variety of reasons. We would evacuate students and staff from the school building to another location that is safe, and then we would reunify students and parents together at that point. So the standard reunification method lays out the process for how that all takes place.
And Shane, the Pella Police Department has been active with the school district in some of the drills and training he's been alluding to. Why is that so important for your officers to have opportunities and for your, you know, supervisory staff from the chief all the way on down to be a part of these drills, especially considering some of the nature of what could be happening with these incidents?
As I said before, having those relationships built before something bad happens. Giving the teachers and the students a mindset of this is what things are going to look like if something bad does happen, and law enforcement has to come, EMS, fire, all of us first responders. We're kind of intimidating. So when you get, depending on the age of the students that we're dealing with, some of them can be scared just by us showing up at the school. So getting an opportunity for the students to see law enforcement walking around in the school, checking doors, those types of things. We keep it pretty low key just so we don't scare, you know, especially the little kids, but they also need to be used to seeing us in uniform walking around inside the school and doing what we do during the drill.
And now these aren't just protocols either, John. The district over the last several years, and including this summer, have invested in a lot of the buildings with secure entryways and more upgrades, as I understand, coming this summer. How important has that aspect been, too, in this ongoing process of not only having the plans in place, but physically reinforcing the buildings and even to your front office protocol?
Well, they've been extremely important. A lot of times we think about school settings as being a soft target. It's not a prison here. Anybody can walk in. And so one of our goals has been to make each of the buildings a harder target, if you will. And our visitor protocols are a part of that. A variety of processes that include security cameras in the building to record who's here and what's going on within the building. We've got some other things going that will make buildings more secure in the process as well. So just a number of things to have the actual facility or the building itself become a safer environment for students, in addition to what we know how to do with regard to the protocols. So it's a blend of looking at a wide variety of security processes to make schools as safe as possible for students.
Once again, that was Madison Elementary Principal John Stedham and Pella Police Lieutenant Shane Cox discussing enhanced safety protocols being implemented in the Pella Community School District. Part 2 of the conversation can be heard tomorrow. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.